You know what? I thought about something earlier. Welcome to another little tidbit. Nancy and I this morning were watching a documentary on C.S. Lewis. Those of you who don't know who C.S. Lewis is, go look him up. Go to the library and check out C.S. Lewis, or look it up on your tablet. Look it up on your tablet. C.S. Lewis for me was important because me coming out of the lifestyle that I was coming out of, I just didn't accept Christianity. Just accepted it. I needed to know that it was real, and I needed somebody to explain it in a manner that I could grasp it. You know what I'm saying? So, you okay, Nancy? Okay. What I did was somebody gave me a C.S. Lewis book called Mere Christianity. And it's one of the best books I've ever read in my life. And it really grew me in the faith. It grew my faith and strengthened my faith, because he was able to explain Christianity in a way that was relatable. Right. So make a long story short, man, we looked at this documentary on him. He also wrote The Chronicles of Narnia. Who ever seen that on the TV? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The Chronicles of Narnia. He wrote that and made it into a book. And his homeboy was J.R.J.L. Tolkien. And that's the guy that wrote The Lord of the Rings, right? They were homeboys, right? And there's a lot of Christian imagery in those books, you know, good against evil, et cetera, et cetera. But he wrote a book on grief and how we deal with grief. And I got to thinking about it. There's some examples from my life when we're dealing with grief and when we're dealing with, guilt, you know, as Nancy Sue said, you know, guilt and feeling bad because of some things happened, the things you've done in your life. And Nancy Sue, yeah. When you said guilt, when we're talking about grief and you said guilt, in what manner? In what aspect? Yeah, not being able to forgive yourself, you know, and so we go to the Lord, right? We go to the Lord and we pray and we talk to the Lord, and sometimes it feels like that we don't hear nothing back. Sometimes it feels like that he's silent. And so, well, what do we do? Well, there are two examples that I thought of this morning from my past that helped me understand. And years ago, before I surrendered to Christ, I was on a Stiles unit in Beaumont. And, man, I think we're on medium custody. And so I had a homeboy. He was on 3-row. And he called me up to his cell. And I went up to his cell, and he was in his cell crying. And I said, oh, man, you know, what's wrong, homie? And his mom had passed away. And so, to the best of my ability, I tried to comfort him, you know, by giving him some cigarettes and some marijuana, you know, try to get him a drink. You know what I'm talking about? You know, that's the best that I could do at that time before Christ. But I just tried to give him moral support. And so here's what he told me. He said, just sit in front of my door, bro. Just sit in front of my door. And so I did. He was in the cell crying, grieving. And I was sitting out. I wasn't saying anything to him, but I was there. God is the same way. My presence is there. Sometimes we will not feel the presence of God, or we will feel like that he's silent. No. He's there. He's there. Talk to him. He hears you, right? Let me give you another example, and then I'll leave y'all alone. When you're taking a test, when you're in school and you got to take the final exams or I don't know, whatever, a test, the teacher is in the room with you, but she's silent and everybody is silent and you're taking the test. Sometimes we'll be in the midst of a test. God is there, just like that teacher is there, but she's silent. She's watching. She's listening. And at a certain point, she will interact with you. It's the same thing with the Lord. I've been in periods of, you know, what they call the dark night of the soul, which you begin to sometimes question your faith and question, you know, is this real or, you know, and it is. And you steady push in on that and you don't give up and you keep going and you will feel such an overwhelming sense of God presence. But it comes in his time and that grows our faith. So I just want to encourage y'all, if y'all, anybody out there, you're talking to the Lord and you feel like you ain't getting nothing back, he's there. He's listening. All right. Hey, man, we love you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. And we'll see you next time.